Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out the host and numbers them, calling them by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Alleluia. How good is it to sing praises to our God? How pleasant it is to honor God with praise.
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem and gathers the exiles.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
The Lord counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to God's wisdom.
The Lord lifts up the lowly but casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music upon the harp to our God.
Who covers the heavens with clouds, making grass grow on the mountains.
God provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they cry.
God is not impressed by the might of a horse and has no pleasure in the speed of a runner.
But finds pleasure in those who fear the Lord, in those who await God's steadfast love. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me. And woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I will have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that my proclamation, I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it for all the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in this in its blessings. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told her about him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A teacher told her class in a small community that she holds her faith as private. She doesn't share it. She doesn't tell others. To high school students in a public school, perhaps that made sense. To be sure, even in the late 1970s, guardrails existed between church and state. Never mind the Supreme Court ruling about prayers led by faculty and administration. Never mind the ways in which so many have argued that no boundary should exist that prohibits faithful people from leading prayer in school. Of course, in this land where the Constitution and its amendments rules against establishment of one religion, the question may quite easily arise, who determines what right prayer leaders will offer? The veil between public and private presents challenges to this day. People want private baptisms and private affirmations of baptism, when in reality both serve as public announcements of faith. In each, and each serves as an affirmation and a commitment to a particular faith. Today, particularly at the early service, we had Troops 706 and 523 of the Scouting Organization join in worship, indeed help in the ministry of leading worship, Scout Sunday. A function of scouting includes attending to the relationship between those scouts and the divine. Through the process of earning rank and multiple opportunities exist for exploring faith and living as a good citizen looks like. Scouting allows space for many faith traditions. As a charter organization, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church affirms and supports such religious freedom. As the church hears about Jesus' ministry this week, the storyline takes a move that runs counter to how many Americans think about their faith, public and private. Jesus does not follow the pattern of the 1970s high school English teacher. Instead, at least up until now, Jesus has moved primarily in very public spaces, baptized by John at the River Jordan, where the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. Public space. He heard a voice from heaven say, "You are my beloved, my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Okay, that's more private-ish space. The Spirit cast him out into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting, retreat, and testing by the devil. Well, I'm going to argue the wilderness is public space, but the experience may have been rather private. He then proceeds to proclaim that the time has been fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Public space. He calls four disciples from their fishing boats, public space. He enters a synagogue in Capernaum to teach on the Sabbath and ends up casting out an unclean spirit, public space. Though he does silence that spirit, admonishing it not to reveal his identity, private space. Overall, while private and public mix, the primary thrust of his ministry and faith journey exists in public space. Today, Jesus joins his disciples at Simon's house. Remember, at this point in the story, in Mark's gospel, he only has four disciples. But in moving into Simon's house, the story moves into private space. Urgency still prevails. Simon's mother is ill, and he makes sure that Jesus knows as soon as he gets in the house. Jesus takes her by the hand, touches an ill person, and lifts her up. Some note that this represents foreshadowing of resurrection, a gift that all the faithful receive through God's grace and holy baptism. Immediately, she begins serving them. 21st century years, here the mother-in-law's response is a bit of a problem. In a fundamentally patriarchal society, she fulfilled expectations. Yet in current time, women have so much more freedom to live and serve in so many more ways. However, those who wish to enforce continuing patriarchal supremacy may find it troublesome that the verb used to name her response is the very same verb used to speak about how the angels attended to Jesus in the wilderness after his testing, after his fasting. Her role represents so much more than fulfilling the sex role stereotypes of her time. By the author's language, she serves in alliance with messengers of God. But more so, she serves the Son of God. Not only that, the whole village. Remember, it was after sunset, the Sabbath was over. The whole village gathered around, seeking healing and relief from all the demons that oppressed them. Her ministry happens not in private. She doesn't hold it as private. Rather, her caring for Jesus becomes a witness for all who have received healing, wholeness, and well-being through the Son of God, the Beloved, the Christ. Today, whether a member of, well, the scouting community who gathered with us this morning, or of the Christian faith community, the fullness of life experienced in community calls for response in grace, in thanksgiving, in service. In conversation yesterday, one scouting leader noted, spoke about how service seeks not reward, but care for the other. Love God, love neighbor. Such service happens in private space, yet even there serves as a public witness to the one who brings healing, wholeness, and new life. Faith is not private, but rather public. Such witness in service functions also as proclamation. And Jesus spends time in prayer, in conversation with the Holy One, getting grounded not for more, well, more healing or exorcism, but rather to focus on his ministry, his mission to proclaim good news of the reign of God come near. May each one who gathers today hear the promise, become newly aware of God's gifts of grace, and then serve in the name and in witness to Jesus.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.